I'm speaking with Brandon Haas, co-director of the Muddy River Marathon, along with Brian Kelpie. Welcome.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks for thinking of us, and excited to be on the air with you.
Tell me about Muddy River Marathon. I understand this is the inaugural event, so how did you make this happen?
Yes, this is the inaugural Muddy River Marathon. There's not been a marathon in Cape Girardeau, Brian figured out, since about 1984, when there was still a marathon that was part of the River Fest that some people may remember. This whole thing started, I am in hospitality. I am in hotel sales for the Marriott in town, and I approached Brian about doing a 5K. So that we could bring some people to Cape Girardeau and potentially fill some hotel rooms. And Brian said a 5K is not going to bring anybody to Cape. You can find a 5K anywhere, anytime. But I have always had a dream of doing a marathon, doing it well. And that takes dollars. And he is not comfortable fundraising, and I said, I have no problem fundraising, so why don't we see if we can get, let's set a goal and see if we can get some people in Cape to back us to a certain point, which makes us feel good about trying this. That step was accomplished, and this dream and vision really came together beginning of August last year, and we said, let's try it and see what we can make happen. And we are almost a week out and have over 730 runners coming to Cape Girardeau, and it just continues daily to exceed our expectations from the vision and the dream that started less than 9 months ago.
So I guess the benefit, obviously, is since the pandemic has started to decrease some of the numbers, and many more people are vaccinated now. I guess some of the benefits of this, obviously, is it is outside. So you can...
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, the conversations that I have on the phone with runners coming in, I mean, they are just thrilled to be able to run a real race. And we really did not publicize this until January of this year because we didn't know where COVID would be. We didn't know where vaccines would be. We didn't know how this election would affect COVID and many things. And so, you know, we really waited until January to get the word out there, and people are just flocking. We're thrilled to be able to say it is a Boston qualifier, meaning that your time will qualify you if you run fast enough to run in the Boston Marathon. We're pretty sure, since they moved the Boston into earlier this month, that this is the first Boston qualifier of the year. I don't know that that's saying a whole lot. But it's an exciting little thing, a qualifier for next year's marathon. So the course has been certified, and I think that is a draw for people. We're thrilled. We checked today. The 10-day weather forecast says we're going to have 72 and partly cloudy with no rain, which is perfect for a long run. So we're hoping to see a surge of people this week, too, because according to Brian, who is really the running half of this, there's lots of runners, especially half marathoners that don't have to train as much, who wait until they see that forecast, and if the weather's going to be good, then they're going to come run.
That's the green light for them.
That's the green light for them. I don't have a green light because I'm not a runner.
Okay, that was going to be my next question, but clearly that is in the hands of your co-director, Brian Kelpie.
It is in his hands. I will be a watcher, and even if I wanted to run, Brian has told me I'll be answering his cell phone all morning and doing whatever is needed. So I'm looking forward to that. We have over 19 different states represented coming in. Just rolled 730 runners, I said earlier, and people coming from as far west as Montana, if I'm remembering correctly. And runners coming in from as far east as the tip of Florida.
Well, that's quite a range of guests coming in. What does this run look like? I know it's a little bit different. In fact, it almost seems like it's a tour of Cape. Is that Is that kind of correct in that assumption?
That's a great way to say it, a tour of Cape. Brian was adamant about the fact that there's a lot of smaller towns that try to put a marathon on, and they simply do a double loop. And that was something that he said, if we do a double loop, it will get boring. People won't come back year after year, and we have a lot to show off. So it's really a big double loop, if you will, two different loops. The first loop will take runners from the casino, which is the starting line in Cape Girardeau, out to enjoy Dalhousie Golf Course and some of the sites on the south part of town, bring them back around. And then everyone will run the second loop. They'll be joined by the half marathoners, and we're doing a half marathon relay as well. So if you're not up to 13 miles, you can find two of your best friends, and three of you can break that up into three smaller amounts to really run right through the middle of Cape and see as much of it as we can offer. So,
what will the stops look like? I know there probably will be some refreshment stations along the way. What will those look like, because this race is spread out amongst the city?
So we have eight different aid stations along the entire course. Those aid stations will have porta potties at them, and we will be providing water and electrolytes. And Brian calls it goo. I don't know what goo is, but it's something that's supposed to be good for the body when you run long races, to replenish those things that leave your body when you're running long races. So we'll have those set up along the way. We're encouraging people that live in Cape Girardeau. We're running through different neighborhoods. Come out, cheer the runners on, we're going to have live music at one stop. When the runners come off the running trail, the Intention will be playing live in Banterra Bank's parking lot. River Radio has come on board as a sponsor, and all three of their main station trucks will be providing live broadcasts from around the course to kind of provide some entertainment for those runners as they fall into that monotony of a long run. So we're just really, really thrilled with how people have stepped up and supported this to make it a success.
Well, you're also, it looks like some of the proceeds will be going to the Community Partnership of Southeast Missouri, too. Can you tell me more about that?
Absolutely. One of the key things that we said when we started this whole thing was we need to give back, and we want to give back to the local charities. And Community Partnership just made a lot of sense. They have their hands in so many different things in the Cape Girardeau community, and even outside of the Cape Girardeau community in Southeast Missouri. They have come on board and are helping us get all of our volunteers. It's going to take over 200 volunteers to pull this thing off. And they have been integral in helping us get those volunteers. And we have guaranteed $15,000 to the Community Partnership of Southeast Missouri, and we hope we can give more. So that has been a fun partnership, getting to know them more, having them come alongside us and help. And our vision for future years, because we don't see this being one year, we hope that it becomes, if not one of the largest one-day sporting events in Cape Girardeau each year, is to find other charities that are local, have them be able to say, here's what we're doing right now and why we would like your support, and be able to share that with other local charities each year as we put on different races.
I assume there's also a cap on the amount of runners that you can have for the race. Do you still need volunteers for the event?
Yes, both questions. One, there is a cap. We are capping this year at 1,000 runners for social distancing purposes, and we are also, instead of doing just a marathon and a half marathon start, doing four different start times to help spread those runners out. And the answer to your second question is yes, we do still need volunteers. We would much rather have too many and be able to tell a volunteer, we just need you to be a cheerleader, then not have enough. And the best way to do that is to go to our website, www.muddyrivermarathon.com. And up at the top, there's a big button that says volunteer. And if you'll enter your email address, we will get that and we will be in touch with you and help you find a place to volunteer on race day. Saturday, May 1, 1 week from this Saturday. So the first wave of marathoners will leave at 6 o'clock in the morning, bright and early.
All right. Well, thank you so much. A co-director of the Muddy River Marathon, Brandon Haas, along with his co-director, Brian Kelpie.
Thank you, sir. Make it a great day.